what every kid should be doing, what happens when the ball gets stuck, and the greatest coaches. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. It's not unusual for a high school wrestler to have a second sport, which seems like a natural complement to being on the mat. Football comes to mind first, but how about basketball?
Well, I've always wrestled my whole life, and I always thought basketball was kind of fun, so I said, you know what, senior year, might as well just do both.
Meet Mark Workman, a senior at Hesperia High School. Less than 48 hours after finishing second in the Division IV 171-pound weight class at the MHSAA Individual Wrestling Tournament at the Palace of Auburn Hills Saturday night, he's starting at center for the Panthers boys basketball team in a first-round district game against Holton. I talked to Mark while he was waiting for the award ceremony in his weight class at the Palace. His dauber down a bit following his 7-5 loss to Eric Birchmeyer of New Lothrop, but his face lit up and he was all smiles as he talked about playing other sports.
It's worth it if you got the endurance. It's fun. It's unforgettable.
Mark was a standout on the football team at Hesperia in the fall, and he plans to run track in the spring. I talked to his coach, Doug Baird, and he told me that what Mark Workman is doing is not only what he'd like every athlete to do at Hesperia, but what he thinks every high school athlete at every school should be doing. Our Michigan Army National Guard performer this week is St. Charles Junior Kyle Tuttle, who won his third individual title at the MHSAA Bowling Finals last week. You can read all about that on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to the boys bowling team at Lansing Eastern High School, which won the Division II team title at the MHSAA Finals last weekend, the Quakers' first MHSAA title in any boys sport since Sam Vincent led Paul Cook's squad to the 1980 Class A Basketball Championship, and the girls' competitive cheer team at Gibraltar Carlson, which set an MHSAA record with its sixth straight title last weekend. Choose the food-first mentality. Nutrient-rich foods provide all the energy and nutrition your body needs for optimal performance. The bonus? Whole foods are cheaper than any sports supplement. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
The Michigan Army National Guard is looking for high school juniors and seniors to help serve their community, state, and country. Guard members train as little as 1 week in a month and 2 weeks in the summer. Guard members can receive benefits to attend college full-time, covering the cost of tuition, books, and fees at most Michigan schools, plus great monthly pay. To learn more, text MyGuard, that's M-I-G-U-A-R-D, to 95577. Again, MyGuard to 95577. The Michigan Army National Guard is a proud supporter of the MHSAA.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Today, let's see how well you do with this basketball you make the call scenario. The offensive team is coming down the floor, passing the ball around the perimeter. A player pulls up for a 10-foot jump shot that hits exactly between the rim and the backboard. Instead of the ball bouncing off the rim, it actually plugs or sticks between the rim and the backboard. As the ball is stuck there, 10 players look up thinking, what do we do now? In this case, the ball becomes dead as soon as the ball sticks in the rim, and it actually now becomes an alternating possession. The team that has the arrow will next get to possess the ball.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go to MHSAA.com now to register. From where I sit at the wrestling finals every year at the Palace, I see the best coaching jobs taking place. Not under the bright arena lights on the mat, but in the hallways, the staircases, and the cubbies that exist beneath the grandstands. In those moments following a match, this is where I see kids whose emotions are all over the place, whether they won or lost, and their coaches screwing their heads back on straight, doing what the best of the best do, win or lose, coaching them up, and getting them ready to take that next step, whatever it may be. These are the folks who really earn their pay as teacher coaches. Tickets are now on sale for the MHSAA Girls and Boys Basketball Finals at the Breslin Center in East Lansing. Go to the Jennison Fieldhouse ticket office or visit the basketball pages of the MHSAA website for more information. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.